trying to get that hard-headed kid of theirs to do right, and she wouldn't. But we were sitting there, and we happened to sit down in that waiting room right under a television. And they had it on, and this guy was watching the History Channel. And it was talking about the Bible, and it was talking about God, and it was talking about creation, and it was talking about, hey, listen, them's the stupidest smart people I ever seen in my life. You hear me? A bunch of scientists trying to figure out God. That's ignorant. They can't do that without faith, the Bible says. And they don't have none. Well, they sat there and talked about how man's, all the chromosomes and I don't know, just talking about all how man's makeup goes back 9 billion years. And it got crossed up with a monkey somewhere, straightened out, and now we are what we are. Anyway, they was about to blow my mind. Finally, that guy left out. My wife went and grabbed the control, turned it on something else. And so we didn't have to sit and listen to that anymore, but it was about to blow my mind listening to all that stuff. But I'm glad I don't have to figure God out. Amen. I'm glad that God accepts me. When I accept Him, He accepts me into His family. He gives me what I need. He fills me with the Holy Ghost. He sets me up. He gives me protection. Amen. He gives me love and mercy. And He guides me in all of that. That's all I care about. I got a God that cares for me. And if I could figure Him out anyway, He wouldn't be much of a God, would He? Uh-huh. If I could figure Him out, then I don't need Him. I'd do it myself. Well, He did create everything. He's a God that is in control. And just saying all of that, I just said, that's a pretty good start, amen? That's a pretty good start. Now, we know that God is omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Now, all those things are just big words, omniscient for all knowing, and He has infinite knowledge. God, there's not anything that God don't know. Okay? He knows everything. He don't have to go to some grandpa hanging on the moon out there somewhere and ask Him a question. God knows. He knows everything. Now, we know that He is omnipotent. Omnipotent just means that He's all-powerful. He possesses unlimited power. I think about this. People talk about somebody, God dying or somebody killing God. What are you going to kill Him with? He made the fire. He made the water. He made the wind. He made the lightning, all the natural destructive forces, He made them. And anything else, He can just put it out with His fingers like a candle. So why are we worried? But He has all power. God's not worried, amen? We know that God is omnipresent. Uh-oh. That means He's seen your last sin. That means He was with you. If you're His child, He was with you when you did that awful thing. We ought to be more mind present of our God. Our God goes wherever we go. He put the Holy Spirit down and He put a tracking system on us, amen, with the Holy Spirit. He knows what we do. He knows where we go. But in doing all that, He still gave us our will, amen? He's present in all places at the same time. The devil can't even mimic that. He can only be in one place at a time. He has a lot of help now. He's got a lot of people in different places. But there's not a place where He is not God, I'm talking about. There's not a place that He hadn't been. There's not a place. Matter of fact, he had never been. He always is. Amen. Remember what he told Moses? I am that I am. Mm-hmm. Tell him I am sent you. He ain't never, there's no past tense in his life. He's always there. He's always been there. We know that God protects us. The Bible here says God is our refuge and strength. I'm glad he didn't stop at just our refuge. Listen, I'm glad that God protects me. I'm glad that he's got his wings covering and hovering over me. I'm glad that I got a hiding place in the rock today. I'm glad that I've got a hole in the rock that I can get in and God covers me there. But I'm glad he gives me strength when I'm weak. Amen. And that's every day. Amen. That's every minute. That's every second. I don't have any strength that I need to live for God. I don't have the strength that I need to witness for God. I don't have the strength to keep walking after him. I don't have that. I need him. Amen. I need him more every day. He's my refuge and he's my strength. And then it goes on and says, a very present help in trouble. My God ain't anemic. My God, he's always there. I was looking at that word refuge. It means a shelter or protection from danger or distress. That's what he does. The world is in distress, isn't it? There's a big danger today. There's a world war about to break out if we're not careful. But God's in control. I think there's a few of those Ukrainians over there that believe that. That God's in control. We read about this morning when Queen Elizabeth, they're coming up upon King James taking the throne, the Spanish Armada came and attacked England. Had 136 warships and a whole bunch of little ships. And they floated over that way. And the commander of the English Navy, a ragtag bunch with 30 ships. 30 ships and set a few harbor tugs. Went out and defeated the great Spanish Armada. I think God might have been involved in that. Amen? Amen. No, I know he was. And they destroyed them and sent them home licking their wounds and in broken ships. And they hit a storm. Imagine that before they got home. And the storm destroyed the rest of the ships, leaving them with no army, no navy whatsoever. That's what God can do, amen? We read about where God took the children of Israel around through the wilderness, and then when they went in to take the promised land, he sent hornets and bees before them and drove the people out, leaving homes fully furnished for them to move into. I mean, several things happened that was not man-made, that God did to clear the pathway for the Israelis. We talked about the Six-Day War back in 68, somewhere along in there, 67, 68, where the Egyptians attacked Israel. And there's stories about clouds dropping out of the sky and covering the Egyptians where they couldn't see. Great dust storms blew in and destroyed the engines in their tanks, and they ran tracks off and all those things. The Israelis had nothing to do with that. But God did.
Amen.
I think that God, if he can destroy great armies with the wind of a storm, he can run out cities, whole cities, armed cities with hornets. He can cause a dust storm to shut down a war in 6 days. I believe he can take care of my little old problems. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Listen, he's my refuge today. Amen. He's my strength. He's my shelter. He's my protection. Then he said he's a very present. I looked up that word very, and I almost run around my room when I was looking at that. And it said, true and real. So he's a true and real present help in trouble. We already talked about being omnipresent. He's there. He's there. But he's very present. He's great. He's real. He's true. He's always true. We know that. He is truth. That's our God. I said a while ago, he's not an anemic God. You ever seen somebody that was anemic? Used to be real prevalent years ago. You know what that means? They've got blood problems. Their iron in their blood is low, and they can't fight off disease and things. So when someone's anemic, they just weak. They're very weak. They can't even hardly get up out of the bed. They can't hardly do anything. They're pale. They just can't operate. There ain't none of them words that fits my God. Amen. Here in our text, the Bible states that God is our refuge and our strength. Listen, he is always, always going to be there for you. Always on hand. There ain't no weakening or dullness in our God. God is our refuge. He's our strength and our very present. He's very present in a time of trouble. God, in verse 4, if you look at verse 4 with me, it says, there is a river. There's a song, Brother John, you need to learn it. There is a river. Hey, listen, that river song explains what I'm fixing to talk about right here. There's a river that never shall run dry. If you got your songbook, turn over to page 483 right quick. Just look at it. Page 483. If you don't know the song, you're fixing to learn it. Amen. We ain't going to sing it, but we're going to. And I dare not sing it because I can't get the tune of it without the piano. All right. It says, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The prophet gave this promise. The Spirit will descend. And from your inner being, a river with no end. There is a river that flows deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to the water. There's a vast supply. That's a good thought right there. There is a river that never shall run dry. Amen. There was a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. Then she met the Master who told of her great sin. And if you drink this water, you'll never thirst again. Amen. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that is filled with His great love. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. Amen. If you look right down there, that's our verse right here we're talking about, written right there at the bottom of that song. But there is a river. Listen, we already discussed the omnipotence or the all-powerful God. He has total power over everything. Now, if we believe that fact, then what power can overcome him? None. We already discussed that. There's none. God is good. There ain't another God like our God. There's none. Man, they've tried to put gods before our God. He destroyed them. And sometimes he just lets men destroy themselves in their own stupidity for trying to take another God. He's our invincible God. There's a couple of things left here that we might as well pick up. God is in the midst of her, verse 5, and shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And the heathen raised and the kingdoms were moved. But he uttered his voice and the earth melted. And the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still, God says in a place. Be still and know that I'm God. You know, most of the time we're running about to and fro. We're so worried, shaking and wringing our hands and just sweating. And we worry about everything, what's going to happen, what's going to happen, what's going to happen. And we don't ever take time to sit down and know that God is God. Amen. You see, because if we understood these verses, if we believed these verses, then we got to understand there's not a time for us to worry. There's a time for us to trust God. Amen. He's God. He's got us in his hand. My Bible says that over in Isaiah, I believe it is. Maybe it's in, anyway, wherever it's at. It's in the Bible. I'll find it later. It said he meets out the waters of the earth in his hand. You realize how much water's on the earth? 72 some point something percent of the earth is water. Now, I dare you to walk out the front door and jump in the water. Even though we're so close, you can't do it. Better yet, let's just take you in a boat right out to the center of the Atlantic Ocean and drop you out. I want to watch you jump out of that water. The Bible says God has all of that in his hand. He meets and measures it out in his hand. That's right here in the palm of his hand. That's pretty good measurement of how great our God is. You see, we're not going to fall out of his hand. You're not going to fall out. You're going to be held up by him. That's how great he is. Amen. He said, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. And guess what? He cares about each one of us. And he cares about each one of our... Listen, our earth, have you ever just backed out from our solar system on the computer or wherever you've been on TV and look at our little bitty planet amongst all the others? You can get so far back you can't even tell which is which. You don't even know where it went. It disappeared in the vastness of the universe. We're on that. We're little specks, right? You ever been in a plane? I know, Brother John. Listen, you've been up in a plane and you coming in close to a city, and you look down and you see these little bitty cars that are just little shiny specks on the road moving. There's people in that, and you can't barely see it. We watched some planes yesterday, took off with a bunch of dummies fixing to go jump out of a perfectly good plane, and we watched them take off, and they got up and they went and just kept going. They got out of sight, and we seen them turn. just buried little specks in the sky. But here in a little bit, we started seeing all these different colored parachutes. And all them people come out of them planes we couldn't no longer see. My point is, God still knows where you're at.
That's right.
He still knows every little problem you have.
Amen.
Hmm. That's a sobering thought this morning. Knowing how great God is, and we are so minute and insignificant in the workings of the universe. Yet He cares about your problems.
Amen.
He cares about protecting you. He cares about strengthening you. That's our God. You know, well, God is just God. I get exhausted sometimes trying to think of words to describe the beauty of God, the greatness of God, the love of God, just the thought of God. You can exhaust your vocabulary very quickly. I don't care how big it is. There's not enough words to describe my God. I was sitting there last night and I got over in the, got to thinking about old Jacob in the scheme of things, since he was a schemer. Old Jacob, the Bible says his name meant supplanter. The Bible said that he was as crooked as a barrel of snakes. Amen. Old Jacob. But one night there, as he laid on a stone for a pillow, he got in a fight with the angel, wrestled that angel. It was the Lord. And he wrestled long enough till he had to give up. He was hurt. So he dislocated his hip in the battle, the angel did. Lord. And he changed his name right there. He went from being a deceiver, Jacob, to Israel, meaning the fighter of God. Israel, the father of a nation. That's how powerful God is, amen?
Amen?
He brought this supplanter, he brought this well-known crook and changed him.
Amen.
And he changed him to the point that he was of that other side no more. What does he do to us? I thought about Jesus in all of this. The same one that changed Jacob changed me. He gave me an opportunity to quit being a barrel of snakes, quit being a crook, quit being a deceiver. He took all that from me and allowed me to be in Israel.
Amen.
He saved me. Listen, my God is real.
Amen.
My God is real. My God is, He is strength. He is power. He doesn't have those things. He is those things. I'm so thankful He chose to save me. I'm so thankful that He birthed me into the family of God. When He got me in there now, Brother David, He watches over me. He cares about me. He loves me. He loved me so, I don't know how, but He does. You know how I know that? Because the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
You know when I learned that? When I was a little kid in Sunday school.
That's right.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It's just that simple. Jesus loves you today. God cares for you. I don't care how insignificant you think you are. God still loves you. Listen, we have every reason to stand and proclaim His name today. Paul said it this way. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed. If you're ashamed of God today, you got a problem. Amen?
Amen.
Get in your book. Learn of your God. He's our refuge. He wants to be our refuge. He wants to be a very present help in a time of need. You know, most of us find our friends, they leave us in a time of need. They don't want to work. They don't want to be a wiping up blood or nothing like that. Amen? But when you get in trouble, you'll find out who your real friends are.
Amen.
And most of the time, it goes down to one, and that's God.
Amen.
God will always be there for you.
That's right.
Always. Don't forget that. Don't forget. I don't care how low you get, God's always there.
Amen.
If He's ever been there, He's always there. That's God.
Amen.
Let's all stand this morning. If you hadn't trusted Him as your Savior and you don't know what I'm talking about this morning, please come right now. Don't wait for the music. Don't wait for nothing else. Just come now and let me show you in the Bible how to be saved. That's your greatest need today. If you're saved today and you're not trusting God, trust Him. Just turn it over to Him. Let Him have it. It'll be in good hands. It'll be in better hands than what you got. God, I'm telling you, man, God's got it under control. We're the problem. We're the ones got the problem, not Him. He wants to help us. He's always wanted to help us. How about it this morning? He's speaking to your heart?